MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 9, 2025. No recycle pickup as the strike continues. Marblehead votes no on 3A. Cloudy, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:15 a.m. and 11:15 p.m. The Republic Services strike continues, but according to Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, trash removal will take place as scheduled this week, but no pickup of recycling.
Hi, this is Mayor Greg Verga calling with an important update about trash and recycling collection in Gloucester. I've just been informed by Republic Services that recycling will not be collected at this time. We are asking all residents to please pull your recycling and hold on to it until further notice. We'll share an update as soon as we receive clear confirmation from Republic on when recycling collection will resume. Trash collection is continuing on the regular schedule, so please still put your trash out on your usual collection day. If your street is completely missed for trash collection, please report it through CClickX. Republic has said they will return the following day to collect any missed streets. We know this disruption has been frustrating, and that communication from Republic Services has not always been clear. I appreciate your continued patience as we all navigate this evolving situation. The crews currently operating the Republic trucks are new to these Gloucester routes, so we're asking for a little extra understanding as they get familiar with the area. And I want to thank our DPW staff for stepping up and helping to fill the gaps during the service interruption. I will keep you informed every step of the way.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Daily Item is reporting in Marblehead, voters on Tuesday rejected the implementation of 3A zoning, overturning multifamily housing overlay districts approved at the May town meeting. A total of 6,393 of Marblehead's 16,732 registered voters turned out, defeating the measure 3,642 to 3,297 and surpassing the 3,347 votes needed for repeal. The measure was defeated by a margin of 345 votes. The outcome repeals zoning changes previously approved at the May 6 town meeting and places Marblehead in noncompliance with the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority Communities Act ahead of the July 14 state deadline. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House News reporter Sam Drysdale reports Massachusetts House negotiators have again discarded a Senate-backed proposal to require quasi-public agencies to make their payroll data publicly available. Senate Republican Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester has pushed for the reform for years, aimed at increasing transparency at several dozen agencies that receive taxpayer funding but operate largely out of public view. The Senate adopted Tarr's amendment to its fiscal 2026 budget to require quasi-public entities to post their employees' payroll data on the comptroller's website. For the second year in a row, however, the Senate-backed proposal died quietly in conference committee negotiations with the House. And Michael McHugh is reporting in the Salem News, the Horace Mann Laboratory School recently received a $5 million Green School Works grant through the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. The grant is expected to pay for an upgrade to school facilities to be more energy efficient and conducive to learning with the addition of an energy recovery ventilator, an ERV. An ERV will enable the school to improve indoor air quality and energy efficiency by exchanging stale indoor air with fresh outdoor air and transferring heat and moisture between the two airstreams, according to school officials. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, Saugus High School has named Joshua Crespo as its varsity boys soccer coach. Crespo played for Medford High School and at the college level. Most recently, he was the junior varsity coach at Everett High School. The Salem News has named Naomi Provost of Hamilton Wenham High School as its Tennis Player of the Year. Provost, a team captain, led the Generals to their fourth straight Division IV state championship under longtime coach Joe Marr. Provost was also named the Cape Ann League Player of the Year and will be attending James Madison University. The Gloucester Times has selected Gloucester High School baseball pitcher Braden Francis as male spring All-Star MVP. Francis went a perfect 7-0 on the mound with a .549 ERA, and he was named the Northeastern Conference MVP. The Newburyport Daily News has named co-MVPs. They are Newburyport boys tennis player Brindley Fisher and Luke Palin. The two doubles partners were 8-0 together. Overall, they were a combined 30-4 on the season. The Daily Item of Lynn will be holding its spring sports all-star ceremony tonight at the Lynn Museum beginning at 6 p.m., and the event is open to the public. The Red Sox beat the Rockies 10-2 last night for their fifth straight win. The two teams meet again tonight at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.